every week, open up our show as a little forum for you, a little casting, not casting couch, that sounds bad, as a little therapy couch.
That's different. That's real different. Okay.
So how'd you get your job? Well, we're not going to say that.
Let's start over.
Every week right about this time, give you the forum that is our show to just let a secret out.
It's sharing circle.
Absolutely. All right, go ahead. And now, Kelly, this could be your husband.
Well, I feel like maybe.
All right. Floor is yours.
I eat before I get home.
Okay.
Most nights. I love my wife to death, and she's great. She's a great person.
Okay.
I love being around her. But
what?
But what?
She cannot cook to save her life.
Oh. You know what? You kind of knew that signing up for the deal, didn't you?
So he does like a little appetizer in the car before he gets home, I guess.
And most times before I get to the house, I'll stop at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'll go to like to get a burger.
Sure.
Most of the time, just something fast that I can just like shove down before I get to the house.
Oh my gosh!
And
it's that bad.
I just kind of push my food around the plate. Until she gets tired of sitting there. Because I think she's starting to figure it out, but, you know, she hadn't said anything, so I think I'm still good.
Okay.
All right.
So,
listen.
Oh, I'll tell you what, my father-in-law, not because my mother-in-law is a bad cook, he would just, on his way home from work, he'd just get some riding sandwiches. He'd swing by the Wendy's right there by his work
for some
traffic jam sandwiches.
But then he would still eat his wife's cooking,
yes,
though, right?
Okay. Yes, yeah.
All right.
Unlike,
he just needed more.
Unlike our gentleman in our family secret.
Sure.
Yeah, he wouldn't push his food around his plate.
I'm just completely bamboozled. How do you look at your husband and realize no food is going into your pie hole?
Well, maybe he's really good at just eating a few bites.
Yeah.
And then making it look like that he ate more.
Yeah. Yeah, see, my daughters, they thought they were super slick when they would just shove all the food to one side of their plate and think,
look at all that I ate.
Look everything I ate.
Look at that empty spot there on that plate.
Look at that big empty spot where the food used to be. It's not just shoved to the side of my plate. It's actually in my belly. No,
right.
It's not.
Listen, I have a limited menu, I will say, that I can master.
Hang on. Kelly is famous. Kelly is famous for her little zucchini and olive oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And squash.
Onions. Zucchini and squash.
Yeah.
Little medley that she'll put in a little a pan and
it's
a little,
seasonal,
a little olive oil.
Relegated to the summer.
And heat it up.
Yes.
Right. And that's all I know.
I make spaghetti, I make killer tortellini.
I didn't want to go to the spaghetti because I figured that sort of recipe kind of lends itself to a side dish, to a pasta type dish.
I didn't know though
if you were the one who was cooking it.
I'm not done with my menu. I am amazing at shake and bake chicken. I'm amazing.
Katie,
I'm putting that chicken in the bag, shake it, and then put it in the oven. I'm great at that.
Katie texts in and said, "I'm cracking up. That food must be awful." Oh, geez, yeah.
Kelly's like, "I make a really good ramen noodle in the microwave."
Listen,
no,
I'll tell you,
wouldn't even say that.
Another text
that
comes in and says, "Hey, you got to get a dog before you clog your arteries." Yeah, you know what?
Oh, yeah, feed it to the dog.
Feed it to the dog. The dog will love
it. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, you know, I do some stuff. I do some cooking.
Andrew, the love doctor. Dog is getting fat. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a lot of people are saying, hey, just get a dog.
Right.
Get a dog.
Okay.
Or cooking lessons. Like a cooking class for two.
There you go.
Aww.
That's a good idea. That's a great solution. Everybody's healthier because that can't be healthy for him, like eating all the burgers all the time before he gets home.
No, not at all.
That's not healthy.
Anyways, that's your family secret there.
I like Perry's text. Perry comes in savage just saying that he should just cook. Like,
yes.
Why are the women responsible for cooking? I'm just saying, finger snaps,
that
Z formation.
Legit, my household, because my husband's very good cook and he likes to do the cooking. So there you go.
Megan texts, plot twist, dog hates the food too. All right.
That's so sad.
That's true. All right, that's your family secret on 99.7 DJX.